What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We will get to Jack's official statement on tomorrow's Fritz to Camera 2 in a second. First, the results of the Twitter poll so far, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Are you now pro or anti robot umps in baseball? Pro or anti? Ike, what do you think the poll is? Well, today's quite a day to take this poll.
I was going
to
say, well, coming off of last night, I would imagine it's pro.
Yeah.
Robo umpires. Let's go with 73%.
Nailed it.
73.9. Wow, check that out.
Yeah. I promise you, you're going to like sports less. The less that there's humans in it, you're going to like it less.
I agree.
This is the same reason why I don't want AI songs all over the place, and I don't want AI actors, and I don't want AI sports hosts.
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't ChatGPT write all your takes?
It does not write my takes. I told you. No, it's horrible writing takes. I tried to see if it would. It's just not good at it.
Good.
Can't figure it out.
Well, don't let it get good at it.
No, I don't want it to get good.
Rod, have us all out of here.
Yeah. So Jack, tomorrow at noon at Plymouth White Marsh High School, and let me say, everyone is invited to come out. Do not bring alcohol to Plymouth White Marsh High School tomorrow.
It's not no damn tailgating.
No.
Yeah, it's not what we're doing.
Go out, have fun, hoot and holler, behave yourself. It is at a high school.
Yes.
What I would invite you to do is afterwards, go over to McGurk's in Fort Washington. You want to have a couple beers over there with us?
There we go.
As we celebrate Jack's victory.
Celebrate, yes.
Please do that. But I'm just begging
Or drown our sorrows.
Or drown our sorrows. But I am begging of you to behave yourself if you come out. No alcohol. Don't make us look bad. All right, Jack, tomorrow's a big day for you. Down 1-0. You didn't expect it. We didn't expect it.
No one expected it.
But this is the position that we're in.
Yeah.
What are we going to see out of you tomorrow?
I think you're going to see a dominant performance. So I'm trying not to get ahead of myself because I think I was overconfident heading into golf. I've been humbled, which is great. I think humbling is part of growth. And I think what happened on the golf course was just a bad day. But tomorrow is something I've done my entire life. And something at one point back in 2012, I was one of the best in the local area. And after I threw on Saturday, and I woke up today feeling pretty good. Yesterday was a little nerve-wracking because I thought my shoulder was going to fall off. But
we
woke up
good
today. And after I threw on Saturday, I really did remind myself, you still got it, big dog.
Yes.
You still got a little bit left in the tank. So I'm going to leave it all out on the field tomorrow. If things aren't going well, which I don't expect them to not go well. See, like, I don't think the camera's as... I think he was pretty confident in golf. I know for as bad as he is at golf, I think he had a little bit of confidence. This one, I don't think he's going to swing the bat. And I think I'm going to get in his head early. Like, I haven't listened to the station in 2 weeks. I don't want to hear what he's had to say. I've heard a lot of people tell me what he has said.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's trying to downplay this. But he has to understand something. The pressure is now on him.
Yep.
Like, he has a chance to take a commanding 2-0 lead in this thing. And then it turns to, you know, other sports. But this is my sport.
Yes.
This is my sport.
Yeah, Fritchie.
And it's going to be a bad day to be Joe DeCamera.
Yeah!
That's what I'm talking about.
Just like it was a bad
day. That's what I like to hear.
To be Council Rock North, CB South, CB East. Sorry, CB East, my junior year.
Yep.
Sometimes big game players rise for big game moments.
And this is one of those.
And this is one of those days.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Fritzy.
I feel pretty good.
Now, Fritz, we do have... Now, Justin sort of explained to me how we're doing this. We do have a bit of a surprise for you.
Great. I think I said to bring up Zoom is what I was told.
Yeah, bring up Zoom. And I think you'll be able to see this on the screen as well.
Ah.
A very special message was sent from a very special person who you once supported.
Hey, Jack, heard you down 0-1. Keep your head up. You've had my back. I got yours. Go get him on Wednesday.
Wow. There he is, Trey Turner.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
There he is.
That is insane.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at his face.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Yep. Thank you. Big thank you to the Phillies, by the way, and Kevin Gregg for getting that done.
Thank you.
But thank you to awesome. Trey Turner, obviously.
Yes.
Stepping up, giving you his own little standing ovation of his own right there to pump you up.
Wow.
You can't disappoint Trey, buddy.
Nope. The pressure just got re-ramped up.
I was going to say, did this just add more pressure?
No, it'll be good. It'll be good.
All right.
Wow, that's pretty insane.
Yeah.
That's pretty insane. So, that's great.
That's nice.
That's great.
There it is. Thank you.
Nice.
Thanks to the Phillies.
Shout
and thank
to
you
Trey.
To Trey. There it is.
Trying to explain this all to, because again, it's like 16-year-old Jack. You know,
yep.
Like, you know.
That what? Trey Turner's wishing you the best.
And, yeah. And man, what a time. What a time. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Throw strikes,
awesome.
Richie. Oh, yeah.
That is awesome.
I'm going to throw strikes.
Yeah.
Like,
there's going to be times where I'm going to expand the zone. I don't want to throw it all same spot. When I need strikes, I'll throw strikes.
All right.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a big deal tomorrow.
Yeah, now it's even a bigger deal.
Yep.
Because guess who won't forget that Trey Turner video?
Not you.
Every single person listening.
Yep. It's not going to look great if you're... Can you imagine the next Trey Turner video? Jack, I heard you're down 0-2.
Exactly.
Wishing you the best in tennis. 215-592-9494.
Oh,
Gerald in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Gerald? Gerald in West Philly. Oh, there he is. What's up, Gerald?
What's going on?
What's up, brother? You're on the radio.
I just wanted to ask about earlier. You said it was 73% pro robot umpiring?
Yes.
Wow, that's insane.
Well, what's your opinion on it?
No, I agree with you guys. I think it's just horse crap that about when they started to do that in spring training what were they tapping their helmets to try to recall a strike or ball?
Yeah, the challenges. Now here's my question for a sec. Hang on one sec, Gerald, because I want to ask Jack this. So if they have ABS, what is the point of challenging a call? If it's all called by computers anyway, why would you be able to challenge a call? It doesn't seem to make any sense to me.
Well, I guess you only have a certain amount you can challenge in a game.
I know, but are they using ABS for every ball and strike, or just for the challenges?
So I think the way it's explained is that the umpire is making the call on the field.
Okay.
And then if they want to challenge it,
then it's ABS.
Then it's ABS.
Got it.
And I think you have three.
Okay.
So you got to be strategic. Like, do you want to use it early? Do you want to use it late?
Yeah.
Like, do you want to blow it?
Okay.
And stuff like that.
All right. By the way, Gerald, just one thing. I just think this will make umpires worse at their jobs.
Now they're looking over their shoulder.
Well, I feel like it's made NFL referees worse at their jobs because they have to think about when they're calling a fumble, for instance, mm-hmm. they have to understand, well, if I don't let this be called a fumble, then they can't.
They can't even review it,
right? So they have to almost let things be called a fumble. So they're almost like calling the game around the rules. And I think those things can change like momentum.
They don't get a chance to challenge the play at all.
Yeah, I like the drama of the challenge. I guess I like a player tapping his helmet, but I think it'll make umpires like worse at their jobs.
I think it's a huge entertainment piece too. Like you said, when the coach comes out and tries to argue with the umpire and he gets thrown out, or you know, the strike three gets called and the player just stares down the umpire. I think that's a huge entertainment piece to the game. It's just gonna kill entertainment piece for
I agree.
The game.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
like you said too, it's not even really on the umpire. I didn't get a chance to watch the game last night, but it's not on the umpire's fault that, you know, I'm sure the Phillies had multiple missed opportunities to.
Oh, always.
Sure, but he certainly contributed to it.
Sure, yes.
He doesn't get blamed for the loss entirely, but he certainly helped.
Yeah, he definitely made it harder for the Phillies to win the game last night.
Yes.
All right, thank you for the call, Joe. Appreciate you, man.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Never mind. It'll come back to me.
Robo-ump, human ump, challenge, nothing.
It certainly has to do with this.
Yeah.
Yes. I just looked into the sky like, what is it? Yeah, it'll come back. Probably by the time we move on to something else,
yeah,
it'll come
it'll
back.
We'll be talking about the Eagles, and Eichel just pop up out of nowhere, and I'll go, I know what I wanted to say.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No, and then it'll be like, did you know that T.J. Watt's actually better
than Myles Garrett?
Than Myles Garrett.
I think...
Are we going to show Trey that video next year when we talk to him in spring training?
Yes.
Yes. Why would we need to show him the video?
Well, because maybe the result.
Yeah.
We'll show him tomorrow's video.
Yeah. Show both. Yeah.
I'm always worried about the spring training interviews on this show.
Yeah.
The Bryce interviews and the Trey interview.
It's a new world for you now, buddy. Yes. You have to worry about those things. Well, I'm going to bring him candy. I'm going to tell you that. I can tell you when we talk to Trey next year, I'm bringing him all sorts of candy, and he's going to have to do blind taste test. I'm going to bring him four Mike and Ike's, four Starburst, four Skittles. He's going to have to tell me what color it is without looking.
Yeah, I'm sure.
One quick thing
on
Fritz to camera here is I do believe, you know, Jack said that him being humbled in round one was actually a positive.
Okay.
I agree. And I do agree that the pressure is now on Joe, and Joe has spent the last 2 weeks trying to take the pressure off himself.
Yes.
Because I think Joe knows deep down that if Jack wins baseball, he's never beating Jack in running. He's just not. And the odds of Joe beating Jack in basketball are very, very slim. So if Jack wins tomorrow, it really puts him not only in a driver's seat in winning the competition, but everybody's going to forget about the fact that Joe
They would have moved on from the golf thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Then
for
it'll
sure.
be Joe just choked it away.
Yeah.
And the game one will look more like a fluke than anything else. Jack has just a chance to shift the entire narrative of this competition by winning tomorrow. I'm pretty psyched.
I can't wait for old Walk and Sutton to make the jog out of the field.
Man, you'll see the kids out there.
It's not comparable. It's sort of comparable.
Don't blow your shoulder out early, man.
Well, that's my thing. I can't tell if I want to
100 miles per hour.
I'm trying to get my strategy down. Like, do I want to ease into it, throw a little BP early, see how he's feeling, throw some strikes, and then ramp it up?
Yeah.
Or I come out guns blazing and set the tone early.
You come out guns blazing, you throw a couple balls, it's going to get in your head.
Yeah, but
I would just say...
I would say slowly ramp it up.
Ramp it up. Make him prove that
he's
worth
it. I want to see him put a couple balls in play.
Yeah, let's see if he's going to swing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but like, you know when they make the big putt on 18 at a major? Yeah, they're carrying both kids as they're walking off the field.
Are you going to be like Sirianni? Are you going to bring them to the show afterwards, have them sitting on the dais?
Only if I win.
Press conference?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you lose, don't do it.
Well, because
yeah.
if I lose, then it's looking like I'm ducking the question.
That's right.
And I don't duck smoke. You know, I don't duck this. I was very open and honest about the golf. Yep. You know, it is what it is. Yeah. But that won't happen tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, A?
Yo, like, because y'all yesterday, do I don't have an echo, do I?
No, you good.
No, you sound
okay,
good.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Yesterday, y'all talking about things that have improved. Mm-hmm. Yes, we need and all that. Like I'll be honest. I'm not a huge baseball fan anymore. I'm not a big fan of the sport anymore because we need steroids back. I'm just being honest. We need steroids back in baseball. Like, but we need automatic. And by the way, I said this to Jack Privy. He needs to make that call
back.
To Bron. He needs to make that call to Bron. Get down there in Miami, Harper. Like, because I don't like, he needs something.
Are you saying Harper needs to call
Harper
LeBron.
Needs a little HGH? Yeah.
He needs to call Bron, get that undetected.
Well, can't they go to, like, Kobe's guy in Germany? Or
no, that's different Kobe stuff.
Well, Otley went to. Take it easy.
Yeah.
But, like, because we – and I understand, like, slowing down the game and you don't want – like, because do I want our guys being taken by AI? Of course not. But there's still other umpires on the field. We just won't have a home plate umpire. We could throw – I mean, it's still have iron in the field.
But why – but let me ask you this. Here's where I get stuck on this, Aaron, is because what people start saying is, well, let's just get it right. Okay. I'll concede that on – let's say for sake of argument, I concede it on balls and strikes. Well, then why aren't we doing it on bang-bang plays at first base? And why aren't we doing it on whether it's a catch and not as a catch? Either
–
well, no. But I guess my point is if the – because they've taken it out of tennis, right? Like it used to be the line judge
and
calling. But my point being, if the point is to get it right – well, then why are we stopping at balls and strikes? Like, why? There's no way you can tell me that you can't figure out a way to have a computer do bang-bang plays at first base. There's no way that you can tell me that you can't have a computer do catches in the outfield, whether a ball is fair or foul. Like, it is the first step to eliminating all of them. If the point really is to get it right, then just get them all right, rather than doing it just for balls and strikes and not for everything else.
No, I understand that. And, like, what one thing computers can do, they can't mimic humans. Humans know when enough is enough. Computers don't know that. So I think people who decide, like, you know what, let's go to automatic balls and strikes, but we don't need to touch anything else on the field. I think they would have the wherewithal not to do that because there are some – there are, like, you don't like the DH in the NL, which is beyond me. I don't know why you don't like the DH.
I hate
like,
the no DH. Wants,
love the DH. No wants,
like, it's not baseball.
There's not enough Victor Zambranos in baseball. We don't want to see an automatic
that?
Out.
Yeah, Zambo. Like
Carlos.
Zambo
Carlos.
Well, we knew who the hell he meant.
Victor was his brother.
About Fritz, Carlos, Victor, same. Yeah, I'm about to cut.
Nope.
Like, we don't like, we don't want to see pitchers hitting. We just want to, like, and Harper should have, I saw the clips, Harper should have already, like, come on, bro. You know that was out of this.
Well, if you don't want to see pitchers hitting, why would, hey, you know what? Don't even run to first base on a walk then. And, like, let's get rid of all that. Let's just have juiced up Bobby Abreu hitting 460-foot home runs, you know, like.
And we want that, Spike.
Nah.
We want that.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Was the 90s and the 2000s not the best era of baseball? Since
it was the best era of baseball.
You know what? But if you went back and looked at it, you would have the shame of knowing that look.
I think we kind of knew.
Yeah, I think deep down we knew.
Yeah.
Like when I think of, I'm not some big, huge anti-steroids guy, but I do think millennials have
romanticized it
a little bit. Like guys hitting 73 home runs. It ruined
the
record.
Yeah, that should not happen. Yeah,
you know, like it the whole thing where Brady Anderson was hitting 50 home runs and like it. I know it seemed fun, but we look back and it looks ridiculous. You know, like I understand why people thought it was fun in the moment, but it I don't think it's a romantic thing when I think about that era. It happened. I think those guys should be able to get in the Hall of Fame,
right.
But I also don't want to act like I think it was good. Like I don't think it was good.
Because it was in all sports. Like, I understand the football says, hey, we got to be faster. But linebackers aren't 280 pounds no more. It was 280-pound linebackers in the 90s. You know why? Because they were juicing. It's what it is. Like, come on. Let's just be honest about the situation.
Yeah.
Aaron, for next question, give us your memorable TV moment.
I don't think no one said it yet. I was in the ninth grade, 9/11.
Well,
yeah, I mean, it was certainly memorable. Yeah.
When I was, we was in Spanish class, you know, acting the fool in Spanish class, and the now system.
Yep.
Turn the TV. I'm like, is that real? That can't be real. What's this? And, man, that was, and it just changed what we know security to the day. That's the biggest moment I remember on TV.
It was an enormous moment. Thank you for the call, Aaron. We were talking about that moment briefly before the radio show. I was asleep. My girlfriend at the time called me, and I did have that sort of bewildered, especially just waking up and seeing what happened. Like, it didn't even seem real, seeing it on television. And then I remember walking outside and almost everything that I knew to be safe and okay didn't exist anymore. So you walk outside and you look in the sky, even, you know, I was living in Conshohocken at the time, you know, but it didn't compute to me. Nothing's going to happen in Conshohocken, but I think it shook the foundation of everything that I thought about, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. I was on my way over to get treatment. Because Tuesday is normally the day you go over and get some treatment. It's like the extra day before you practice on Wednesday. And it was that morning, and they broke in on one of the radio stations. Must have been Power 99 I was listening to at that time. But they broke in the news then. And then by the time I got to the NovaCare, everybody was just watching it on the TVs in the training room.
Yeah.
And we just stayed glued that whole time. Yeah, it didn't seem real. It didn't seem real.
No, I for some reason I remember Madden came out that day. I remember my roommate and I later on went to Best Buy and
we
looked seems at like a proper way to.
Well, we looked at each other. We were like, well, like, we can't do anything about it. So we went over to Best Buy and bought Madden, and then YSP. I was working at WYSP at the time. We were not playing music anymore. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. I got to work the next night, and Tim Sabian, who was the program director, looked at me. I think I was 24 years old. And he said, are you ready to talk about this on the air?
I was like, what?
Me?
Like, what?
I just introduced Metallica songs. I don't know that you want me talking about this.
It was tough for a second grader to grasp.
Oh, I could just imagine.
Sure, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is what I was in. I was in second grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell the magnitude of it.
Yeah. Well, so for Ike and I, as kids, I remember being in school when Challenger happened.
Yep.
You know, and I'm taking one off the board here, but it's a horrible one, so we'll take that off. But
what was that, fifth grade?
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I remember, for me it was probably third, right? You're a couple years older than me, but I remember Challenger happening and being not even knowing what was going on.
Yep.
You couldn't even imagine it was, like, exploding. That wasn't the thing that you thought was happening.
Yeah, spaceship, yep.
Well, as we're talking about umpires today, we thought, who better to talk about umpires than Larry Anderson? So
no one better, actually.
So L.A. will join us next.
How did he handle this last night?
Oh, I can only imagine. At his house, put his foot
in
the wall.
Dude, there was a remote through the TV.
Oh, I'm sure.
He threw his old, 80-mile-an-hour slider right through the TV.
So we'll find out what L.A. thinks of robot umps, what he thinks of Phil Cuzzy, and what he thinks of Jack Fritz's chances on Wednesday. 215-592-9494. L.A. joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.